You know what? It seems like all of a sudden, so much is happening.
I know. Ross is getting married.
Phoebe's making people.
Everybody's doing stuff.
Yeah, we just sit here. I mean, if I died, the only way people would even know that I was here would be by the ass print on this chair.
What are we doing?
Wasting our lives.
I meant for lunch.
Look, we have to do something, okay? Something huge.
We could climb Mount Everest.
No, no, not something stupid, something huge.
No. I saw an ad for this video. People climb that thing every day. We could totally do that.
Why not? I mean, it's just climbing. It's just steep. We're going to Everest, okay? It'd be nice to leave an ass print on Everest.
Hey!
Hey!
What's up?
We're gonna climb Mount Everest.
Yeah, baby!
Really? I looked into that. Yeah, but, I mean, it costs like $60,000, and, you know, you could die. And you would die.
We could get that Everest video, though.
Yeah, we could do that without, you know, risking our lives at all.
And while we're down at the video store, you know what else we could rent? Die Hard. You know what? I just remembered. That Everest thing is only available through mail order.
Oh, well.
So you guys will stay here and hang out with me?
Yeah. But I'll tell you something. One of these days, we're going to get off our butts and rent Die Hard again.
Yeah. Wow, that was fast. It usually takes me 2 hours to get Ben to go down for his nap.
Such a little sweetheart. Do you know what he just said?
What?
Good night, Mommy.
Oh, yeah, that's because he's got lots of mommies. Yeah, in fact, it's kind of become his word for woman.
So what did we decide? Does your Uncle Nathan get an invite or not?
Oh, God, nobody likes him. And he's so cheap. I mean, he'd never fly to London in a million years. Yeah, invite him. Hey, did I do these neat enough?
Yeah, they're fine.
Yeah?
If anyone asks, we'll say that Ben addressed them. Oh, so he invited Rachel then?
Sure, why not?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think I'd be comfortable having any of my old lovers there.
Wait, do you think maybe we shouldn't invite her?
Oh, no, Ross, you know I absolutely adore Rachel. It's just that, well, I thought it might be a bit awkward for you. But it's absolutely your decision. More tea?
Yeah, sure.
Earl Grey?
Yeah, fine. Yeah, invite whoever you want.
I don't want to be single, okay? I just want to be married again.
And I just want $1 million.
Rachel? Oh, God, Monica, hi. Thank God. Okay, everybody, this is Rachel, another Lincoln High survivor. This is everybody. This is Chandler and Phoebe and Joey. And you remember my brother Ross?
Sure.
Hey.
You know, you probably didn't know this, but back in high school, I had a major crush on you.
I knew.
You did? Oh. I always figured you just thought I was Monica's geeky older brother.
I did.
Oh. Listen, do you think, and try not to let my intense vulnerability become any kind of a factor here, but do you think it would be okay if I asked you out sometime, maybe?
Yeah. Maybe.
Okay. Okay, maybe I will. See, I see big passion in your future.
Really?
I do.
Oh, Ross. So great.
It's never gonna happen.
Hey, I have a question. Well, actually, not so much a question as more of a general wondering.
Okay.
Well, for a while now, I've been wanting to,
Yes, yes. That's right. What?
Top of the world again. Down on creation and we
all right, listen, Mitzi. If you want this part, you're gonna have to take me with it.
You were incredible. A brand new woman, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you. I could not have done this without you.
Okay, more clothes in the dryer?
I'm fine.
You had no right to tell me you ever had feelings for me.
What?
I was doing great with Julie before I found out about you.
Hey, I was doing great before I found out about you. You think it's easy for me to see you with Julie?
The point is, I don't need this right now, okay? It's too late. I'm with somebody else. I'm happy. This ship has sailed.
All right, fine. You go ahead and you do that, all right, Ross? All right. I don't need your stupid ship.
Good.
This is the first time in my life I'm doing something I actually care about. This is the first time in my life I'm doing something that I'm actually good at. I mean, if you don't get that...
Okay, I get that. Okay, I get that big time, and I'm happy for you, but I'm tired of having a relationship with your answering machine, okay? I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, neither do I.
Is this about Mark?
Oh, my God.
Okay, it's not.
Oh, my God. I cannot keep having the same fight over and over again, Ross. No, you're making this too hard.
Oh, I'm making this too hard. Okay, what do you want me to do?
I don't know. Look, maybe we should just take a break.
You're right. Let's take a break. Let's cool off, okay? Let's get some frozen yogurt or something.
No. A break from us.
Do I know why we're rushing?
Yeah, you know the girlfriend I told you about last night? Well, it turns out that she wants to get back together with me. Oh, I found it!
That's so great, you guys!
Yeah.
Good luck with your girlfriend.
Oh, thank you. Hey. Great! Oh!
You got my message.
Yeah, Olay, you are right on time.
So, what do you say? Can I be your girlfriend again?
Yes, you can very much.
I want you to leave. Get out of here. Just get out now.
No, I want to stay. I want to talk about this.
Okay, all right. How was she?
Uh-oh.
What?
Was she good?
Don't answer that.
Come on, Ross. You said you wanted to talk about it. Let's talk about it. How was she?
She was...
awful.
She was
horrible.
Not good.
She was different. Oh.
Uh-oh.
Good? Different?
Nobody likes change.
The way you owned up to everything, it just showed me how much you've grown, you know? I mean, my mom never thought this would work out. She was all... once a cheater, always a cheater.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just wish we hadn't lost those 4 months. But if time was what you needed just to gain a little perspective...
We were on a break!
I really like her.
Yeah, but what am I going to
do. I mean, we both agreed it was going to be a 2-week thing, you know, no commitment.
Ross, that girl just spent the entire evening talking to your friends, asking to hear stories about you, looking through Monica's photo albums. I mean, you don't do that if you're just in it for 2 weeks.
You think?
You've got like 14 hours until she has to be at the airport, and you're sitting here in a hallway with a 28-year-old cheerleader with a fat lip.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Oh, this is so amazing. Can't believe my brother's getting married and in London. I mean, it's so romantic.
Hey, pretty smart. Tissue paper. You're at the wedding. You have to cry. Handkerchief? No, I got my invitation.
Oh, look, isn't this adorable? Ross let Ben address mine.